Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Adarim Daf Lamed Gimel. And we begin the brand new, beautiful fourth perek. We begin on the bottom of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, five lines up from the bottom with the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Ein bein hamudor hano mechavero lemudor hemenu maichol. There is no difference between somebody who is also to get an oil from his friend. So let's say Reuven said, I asked myself to get an oil from Shimon. Well, theoretically, Shimon could have said, I asked you, Reuven, to get an oil from me. In either event, Reuven is also to get an oil from Shimon. So that is the first part of the Mishnah. There is no difference between such a person, Reuven, who is also to get an oil from Shimon. There is no difference between such a person and Lemudah and Michael. If Reuven said, not that I can't get an oil from Shimon, but I can't get any food hanor from him. We'll have to explain this more as we get through the Gemara. But he says, I'm assuring myself to get hanor from you via nether from food, Michael. We'll have to explain again what Michael actually means. The only difference between these two people, practically, between what Reuven is allowed to benefit from Shimon, is only two things. Elodrisa soregel, walking on that person's yard, as the Mefarish says, lavor bechatzero ul katzer darko, to walk in that person's courtyard and to make a shortcut through his path. The Ran says that the one who is mudr hanor in general is also lavor derech chatzero ul mudr menu mayachul shori, as opposed to the one who's just asking himself to get hanor from food, he is allowed to go across the guy's yard. So that's difference number one. The one who's muda from everything is not allowed to go in his yard, and the one who is muda only from food is allowed to go into his yard. That's difference number one. And the other difference is, the difference number two is that the one who's muda hana is not allowed to get any hana from him, even from things that have nothing to do with ochel nefesh. Ein osim behem ochel nefesh. Whereas the one who's muda mimenu only from maichel is allowed to get hana from things that aren't kalim for ochel nefesh. And the Gemara follows up on this with the following statement, and the Rambam will explain why we need this. We give an example. Hamudar maichel bechaveiro, if somebody is asking himself to get hana from maichel, from his friend, lo yashilena, he's not allowed to go and borrow from him nafa. A nafa is some sort of a colander, a sieve, a strainer. Ukavra is another type of a sieve or a strainer. They differentiate between the two, between either the size of their holes or between the purpose of what type of things they're straining. So straining colanders, sieves, you are not allowed to get an awe from them if you even are only mudur hemenu maichel. Now this technically isn't a food, but it's something that's used in the preparation of food, as we'll see, and that's what he means when he says mudur hemenu maichel. The more we explain why is that the case, it sounds like he's just saying, I asked myself to get an offer from food, and this isn't directly food, but it's directly preparing the food, as we'll see. So he's not allowed to go. The person who's only, quote, mudur hemenu maichel, is still not allowed to borrow various types of colanders, sieves, or strainers. Vrechaim, he's not allowed to use a millstone from the person, because that's going to prepare the grain. He's using a hand millstone or even a much bigger millstone to go and prepare the grain by crushing it. And vitaner, he's not allowed to use an oven. The oven is where you put pots inside the oven and you heat up food inside of it. So you're not allowed to use any of these things if you were madi yourself to get from him hanor, even only from Michael, and certainly if you were madar hanor mechavero. However, these kalim that we're now going to list, there is a difference between the two. Abu Mashallah, the person who's only mudemeno Michael, is allowed to borrow from his friend, as opposed to the one who is mudur hanor mechaber, is not allowed to borrow from the friend, choluk, a shirt, betabas, a ring, a talis, another type of garment. Again, talis in the Gemara means a cloak. It doesn't mean the dalad kanfos that we're used to calling a talis. It just means a garment, a cloak, unizomen, and various types of earrings. So these utensils are allowed to be borrowed if you're only mudur hemenu maichel, but wouldn't be allowed to be borrowed if you're mudur hanor mechaveru. Now, why do we need to tell us this? You know, we pretty much could have figured it out, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. So the Rambam tells us over here, there's a very important point. And the Ramas lo yashilenu napa v'chavar rechaim v'taner. And the Rambam says, itzrich lemis nehani. He has to tell us these. Ki heche, that we shouldn't think, the lo tesak adaitin, we shouldn't have for a second the thought, the chi omar, the kelim sh'osum hem ochel nefesh asire, nami bimudur maichel, that utensils that are used for ochel nefesh, they are not allowed to be used by the person who's mudur heminu maichel. Hani Mili, but you might have thought that's only Kidero Shemivashlimba. That would only be the pot that you're actually cooking in. Or Inami, Shpud Shetzolimba Basar, or the spit that you're going to roast the piece of meat in. However, Avol Hani, these things, such as the Napa, Kavra, Rechai, Mitanur, Goreim de Goreim Ninu. So when you go and you sift through the flour and get rid of the bran and the stuff that's chaff, and you leave left behind now with the good flour, you might have thought that that's a Goreim de Goreim. That is preparing you to prepare for the food. It's two steps removed. And you might have thought Velishru, that should be permitted to use the Napa, the Kavar, Rechaim, and the Tanur, Bimudur, Maichel. If somebody's only Madu himself from Maichel, you would have said, well, that's not food, and that's not even the pot that I'm directly cooking the food in. That's two steps away. It's a Goreim de Goreim. And therefore, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is telling us, Kamash Velon, that even the Napa, Kavar, Rechaim, and Tanur are going to be forbidden for the person who's Madu, Heimenu, Maichel. Okay. Now let's start the Gemara and explain this. First of all, the Gemara asks, Man Tana, who is the author of our Mishnah that doesn't allow you to go and do drisas haregel and go and walk on somebody else's property? As the Ran says in Dibra Masu Man Tana, Dumudu Hanor also the drisas haregel, that if somebody is madering himself Hanor from his friend, he can't even walk on his property. That's considered a significant Hanor. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Ado Bar Ava, Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Where do we find this Rabbi Eliezer? The time we learn the following brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afilu Vitor Osir B'mudu Hanor. A person who has been madir himself Hanor from his friend is even Osir in something called Vitor. What is Vitor? So the Ran tells us in Dibra Maskel Vitor, he says, Mashe Darkon Shomochim Levater Lelochin. This is the extra that a businessman normally will give to the person who's buying stuff from him. You go into a bakery and you buy a pound of cookies, they never give you a pound of cookies. They give you a little bit more than a pound of cookies. Shemosifin lohem kishelochim peiros echot oshnayim. I feel also viter also b'mudu hanor. So that little extra which they give to a person buying from them, that extra, you're getting hanor from them. I bought a pound of cookies, but you gave me a pound and two extra cookies. So in this situation, that vitor, that extra, that yoser, that you have gotten, is considered hanor that you're getting from your friend. Now, even though, avogav, the have zvino derame ala pay, and even if we're dealing with something that is not so easy to sell, we had this in the previous discussion in the Shia yesterday, that sometimes there are products that are easy to sell, sometimes there are products that are more difficult to sell. The easy to sell ones are called harifa. There's a lot of bias for that. And the rami ala pay means it's in your face all the time. In other words, it's not so easy to sell. It doesn't have so many bias for it. Even if you're dealing over here with something that there aren't that many bias for, and you're thrilled to be able to finally find somebody that will buy it, you're not allowed to go and give that person this vitor. And the Rosh adds even, and he says that in this situation, Masha derech odom levater mishalo. They know makpid olav. He doesn't care about this. The person who's selling this is very happy to throw in this little extra. Kigon hachen boni, achar shenosen aminyan, o hamida, after he gives you the pound, shirigilin litain bipunyon. He gives you a little bit more. A punyon's worth more. Hurogalos at mishalo. That's like a little bit extra. So wow, the guy's going to come back next time and be very happy that he goes to that store. So also Vitor, the Rosh says, that amount over here, also l'mudar hanor, you're not allowed to give that to the one who's mudar hanor for you, because kiva and shu mivater shalo, that's really his. So in that situation, you're not allowed to go and give it to him. And in the Likute Rashi, you can see the similar idea that's brought down from the Rashbam in Bava Basra. Rashi doesn't write on the entire Bava Basra. Rashi dies early on the Masechta. It says that until this point, the holy words of Rashi are, and then the rest of the Masechta Bava Basra has the Rashbam. So the Rashbam over there writes in Bava Basra, Kigon, Balabais Shemudar Noam Michenvani, Vishalach lo Balabais Pruto Lachenvani, Liknos Vimenu Meyer Gozim. So the person who's buying from the Chenvani, who's also getting an offer from, buys from him with a pruta's worth 100 walnuts, the pruta, the host of Loa Chenvani, achas yisera o shtayim. So he adds on one or two extra walnuts. So also the balabayis with that vitur shahos Loa Chenvani, because the matonahi, this is a present. Aye, the Likutei Rashi, the Rashbam adds, the Afal Pisha Lishar Lochem Nami Nosu Mokade. He didn't do this specifically for you. He does this for everybody. This is his standard business practice to encourage the customers to come to a store. However, the Rashbam points out, Umiyu Rabbanon Sharu, the Rabbanon disagree with this, Rabbi Eliezer, and they say in this situation that the Mudra Noah is allowed to get such benefit. Now, why is that? This is part of the same deal. He says, you're not saying, well, here's one or two egozim for nothing. He's buying 100 egozim. And the deal, when you buy 100 egozim, he always gives you 101, 102. So that's considered the deal, according to the Chachamim, and not considered moser, not considered something that you're getting hanoah from him, and especially since he does this for everybody. So in any event, our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that this vitor is also b'mudah hanoah. So that's the difference between the opinion that says the mudah hanoah mechavero has no rights of drisus haregel, because that's considered like the vitor, and you don't even have that drisus haregel right, whereas the mudah hanoah mimenu mimaychol, so that doesn't include drisus haregel at all. That's not part of maychol, and therefore you're allowed to go and get that benefit. Then we quote the Mishnah, said, Amudah Machol Mechaveru, Lo Yashilenu, Vuchule, you're not allowed to go and borrow the Napa, the Kavro, the Rechaim, and the Tanur from your friend that you're Mudah, even Michael from. So the Gemara questions, and we turn to Lama Gimel Ben Aleph. Why is that so? Vaha min Michael Nada. Look at the words. He said, I won't get Hanor from your food. So the Napa, the Kavra, the Rechaim, and the Tanur, they're not food. So why can't he get Hanor from them? So he says, you're right. That's not what we meant to say. Am Rishim and Lakish, but Omer, the person said, Hanor's Macholcho Alai. The benefit of your food is also to me. It should be like a carbon to me. And therefore, as the Mefarish says, Yei Osir, in that situation, it should be Osir. And the Ran adds, and he says, the Kivan Shehosif, the Omar, he added on, and he said, others of the gifts of Osar, Hanos HaMichel, since he asked himself to get Hanoah from the Michael, Hare Osar Alatsmo Kol Ma Shegorimoso, so the direct causations are also going to be Osir. The Korelei Macholcha, it's called Macholcha, Mishum Debegormas Hanoshlo, who Mesukon. It's the causing of this that makes it Osir. Bahavisalka Daita Chachi, the low, my Mikre Hanos Michael, because otherwise, what does it mean, Hanos Michael? So he says, Reish Lakish, that this Hanos Macholcha Olai is what it really means, and therefore we can't get Hanoah from the Napa, the Kavra, the Tana, and the Rechai. Where it says, wait a second then. Ema shelo yilos chitiv yitel makasov. Why are you telling me it must be talking about something that's a gorin? Maybe it means that I won't chew your grain and use it then. They would think that this had some medicinal purpose. They would put this on a wound. There is always the thought that saliva has certain types of antibacterial properties to it. That's why animals lick their wounds and people naturally go and suck on a wound. So, well, we wouldn't necessarily recommend that medically today. There certainly was an idea that the saliva, and therefore the chewing of the grain, which would then become like a balm of some sort that you'd put on a wound. So maybe that's what it's referring to, that he can't even get an offer from that, even if it's not going to be something that you're eating, but you can't get any an offer from his food, even for non-eating purposes. And who says it means that you're talking about his kela, the napa, the kavra? So I said, you're right. So I'm a rava. So Rava says, what did the person say? He was muda hanoah. He said, ba'omer hanoah, any hanoah which is going to allow me to have food from you is going to be osur. And this would therefore include the napa, the kavra, the tanner, and the rechayim, these gorim, the gorims, as the Ram said, but not something that doesn't have any even indirect causation, such as the shirt, the talus, etc. Okay. On Rapapa says, Sak lohavi peros. What about, can I borrow from this person who amudu hanoa from his food, or things that cause me to get enough from his food? What about a bag, a sack lohavi peros, that will, I'll hold the fruit that I buy from the store, but I'm borrowing his sack to carry the fruit that I buy from somebody else, or the chabal of yolo peros, or I borrow his donkey, I borrow his car to go and pick up my fruit from the food store. Or Bafilu San Nobiamo, I just wore a basket from the guy. Is that also considered over here? Hanom Ivili de Maichalu. So our Papa tells us, yes, in all of these cases, these are also Sak Lobby Peros, the Chamor Lobby Lob Peros, Bafilu San Nobiamo, all of these things our Papa says is a statement, Hano Hamivio Lide Maichalu. These all will be also for the person who's Mudr Hano Maichal from his friend. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, Rapapa." So Rapapa first made those statements as a given to set up the question that he's now about to ask. So, "Boy, Rapapa." Now Rapapa asks, "What about sus lirkovolav? What about a horse that you're going to ride to a meal?" So, as the Mefari says, "Leilech lebeis hamishta." He's going to a beis hamishta. It's usually a wedding. So, I'm going to borrow somebody's horse to go to a wedding. Now, that's different than using the donkey to go and carry the food back from the store. That, Rapapa says, is also. But here, I'm not carrying the food on the sus. I'm going via this sus to a mishta, to a party, to a wedding. And I'm going to eat over there. Is that considered Michael that's also to me? Is that considered enough close that it's going to be also to me? Or the tabas le rosbo. Oh, I'm going to have a ring. Woo, I'm a fancy guy. And if I have this fancy ring, so the Ran says, then people are going to want to go and serve me more. That, whoa, this guy's a rich guy. We want to curry favor with him. So are these things allowed to be borrowed from the person that you're mudur meichel from? Because in some way, they're facilitating you getting food. The horse is allowing you to get to the banquet a little bit faster. And the ring is maybe getting you an extra dessert because they think you're a rich and fancy guy. So that's Rav Papa's question. Similarly, mifsak umezal biare. What about if you were to go take a shortcut through somebody else's property to get to the wedding feast, right? So if I go in a more circuitous fashion, it's going to take me longer to get there. But if I go right through this guy's property, who I'm mudur meichel from, but I'll get to the feast a little bit faster. So is that allowed? Similar to Rav Papa's question. Mai, is that allowed or is that not allowed? So Gemara says, Toshma, bring your raya from our very Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, but you are allowed to go and borrow. Avo mashislo holuk vitalis nizom v'tabos. In our Mishnah, we said the person who you're mudur hanor from, you are allowed to go borrow from that guy various types of clothing and rings, etc. So let's look at that Mishnah. Hechi David, what exactly are we talking about? Ilei moshelo le'rosbem. If you're talking about it's not something that you're going to show other people off to, such as, look at this fancy suit I'm wearing. Oh, I'm a very chush of a guy. Look at this fancy ring or these earrings that the woman is wearing. We're very, very fancy people. Give us more food. So if that isn't what the Mishnah is telling us, that you don't have to be concerned about it in those situations, so then, Tzricha le'meimar, why would you tell me this? Well, I can't wear pajamas in my house that I borrowed from him because I'm also to be to Madir Hanor from Michael from him. So why can't I wear his pajamas? Why can't I wear his cloak? Why can't I wear his ring? So obviously it must be talking about Elo Lav Afilu Le'rosbam. Even though I will get benefit in terms of I'm wearing your fancy suit that you lent me, I'm wearing your fancy rings that you lent me, etc. So then even there the Mishnah is telling us Afilu Le'rosbam is allowed. Uktani Mashilo, you're allowed to do this. So therefore, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah that Rav Papa's question, that sus that's taking me to the banquet, or the rings that I'm going to wear at the banquet, maybe get me an extra dessert, or going through the path to get to the banquet faster, all of these things should be mutter based upon this understanding of our Mishnah. Where it says, Lav Dafka, no. Lo. Lo Olam Shalolaros, no. It wasn't to go and show off, look how fancy I'm dressed, and I'm a big hush of a guy, you want to give me extra, so I'll come here again. No, lo lom shaloli ros. It's not for that purpose. So then why did it tell it to us? Isn't it obvious? I can borrow his pajamas. What does that have to do with my Madre Michael from the guy? No, what says for parallelism? I did the kone reisha, lo yashilanu, so tana sefer mashilo. So just like in the reisha, it said I can't go and borrow the napa, the kavra, the town of the rechaim. So therefore it tells me about the choluk and the nizomim and the tabos. So talis, I'm allowed to go and borrow those from him. But not because there's a real chiddush there, just with parallelism. Since you said this, so I'll also say that, just for parallelism. Okay, we'll go to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah tells us, V'chol davar she'ein osim bo'ochel nefesh, anything which you don't use to prepare food, it's not really part of preparation of food. So, makum she'maskirin kayotze bahen osir. So here, the Mishnah now adds on a caveat to the previous Mishnah. And that is, even though we said before that you're allowed to go and borrow, such as the chaluk and the talis, the nizomim and the tabos, even those things that you are allowed to borrow, but if a person normally goes and rents these things, you don't borrow somebody else's ring. You rent his ring. You want to dress up fancy, so you go to a guy and say, listen, pay your dollar, let me wear your ring to this fancy event. So in a place where the custom was that you would rent such items or any other kelim that aren't used for ochel nefesh, so then if you are madir hanor from that person, it's usur to go and borrow even such things which have nothing to do with ochel nefesh. And the rationale behind this is because by your borrowing these items, as the Ran tells us, he tells us, afilu b'mudr mayachol, even though you're only asking yourself mayach from the guy, which would include kelim that are used to prepare food, but these are kelim that are not used to prepare food, but they're normally paid for in rental. The high mudr mayachol the masnisen hamuk mosle b'gemara b'omer hanah hamaviyah l'day mayachol olai, as we explained, it's talking about things that help to make the food. V'hani, these things, given the regil and laskirun, since you normally would have to pay $5 to get this ring, v'zeh mashilo below schar, and this guy is now giving it to you for free, so now you have $5 more in your pocket because he's giving it to you free. What are you going to do with that $5? You can buy food. And hanoh hamivil de michael he, this now is encouraging or enhancing your ability to go buy food. Shari d'mei aschiras shemachalo, with this $5 that he was moichel you and you didn't have to pay, yikach michael, you can go and purchase food. And therefore, that's why in a place where the custom was that if you rented something and he's giving it to you for no cost, he's renting it to you but not making you pay for it, so then he's benefiting you, and that benefit that you're getting, you could go buy food with, so therefore it's us in that situation. Now the Gemara tells us, Michlal, that implies the Reisha, Afu Pisha, Ein Maskirin. So the Napa, the Kavra, even if you are not paying a penny for them, he's giving them to you for free, that's going to be us, sir. So, Mar says, who's the author of our Mishnah? Montana. Again, we go back and say, Amar Rabba Adav Rabba, this is Rabbi Lezi, as we already pointed out. This is Rabbi Lezi who didn't allow you to take the vitor. He didn't allow you to take the extra one or two walnuts that they throw in when you buy 100. So he says that even that minimal hana, you're not allowed to get. So too, this minimal hana, how much, nobody charges for renting a colander. They lend a colander. Nobody rents a colander for the friend. Can I borrow your colander? Okay, a dollar. Nobody does that. So even though they give it for free, and it's not really worth that much, but since it's a direct food preparation, even though you ain't maskirin, that's usur. And that opinion is Rabbi Eliezer. Next Mishnah. Hamuda no mechaveiro. If the person says, I'm not going to get any anoah from you, my friend. So Reuven says, I can't get anoah from Shimon. Shoke lo eshiklo. Nevertheless, Shimon is allowed to go and pay his master to shekel for him. And the reasoning is because that's a mitzvah that he's doing for him. And mitzvah lovely knows, you know. So therefore, you're allowed to go and Shimon can go pay the master to shekel for Reuven. Now here, this is a little bit more surprising. If Reuven owes money to somebody else, Shimon can go pay back that person. Reuven owes money to Levi. Shimon is allowed to go pay Levi back. And even though Reuven is now benefiting, he doesn't have to pay back the $1,000 he borrowed from Levi, that's not called getting direct hanoah from Shimon. That's just called Poreya Eschovo. He's just repaying his debt. Now, Levi's not going to bother him. And therefore, that is not considered something that would be awesome for Shimon to do. And the Gemara will explain this more. Likewise, if Shimon finds something that Reuven lost, so you might have thought, wow, you returned that, you're giving him a not. No, that's again a mitzvah. You can go and return him. You find his wallet. He lost his wallet. You can go return it to Reuven, even though Shimon, you're also to give him a not based upon the nether that Reuven had made. Nevertheless, Hashavas Aveda is not considered you're giving him a not. That's a mitzvah. However, the Mishnah adds on, it says, Malkum Shinotun Alel Schar, in a place where there typically is a thank you tip that's given for returning a wallet or any other item that he lost. Malkum Shinotun Alel Schar, if Shimon does returning of an item to Reuven, there's an expectation. He'll give him $10. So then in that situation, that $10, Tipo Hano Lehektish, that $10 has to go to Hektish, because otherwise, if Shimon says, nah, don't worry about it, I don't want it, so then Reuven is benefiting from Shimon. So he has to go and give that $10 to Hektish if Shimon doesn't wish to take it. And that the Ran says specifically, in Dira Matzo, Tipo Hanoa LeHektish, he says, Im Ein Machzi Rotsa LeKabal Eschar, if Shimon wishes to take the money, he's allowed to, he's entitled to it, because he's allowed to get an offer from Reuven. It's only Reuven that's not allowed to get an offer from him. So if Shimon says, no, don't worry about it, even though the custom here is that we pay a person, we compensate a person for the time he spent returning the item, no, he had to take off a half hour from work to go and bring Reuven the item, so he's entitled to $10 for that half hour that he's taking off from work. Nevertheless, if Shimon says, don't worry about it, I don't want your money, so then Reuven must give it to Hektish, because otherwise he's benefiting from Shimon. If Shimon says, don't worry about the $10, so then he's in fact giving $10 worth of anor to Reuven, if that was the custom that he would have to pay the $10, and therefore, the Ran explains, in this situation, you must give the money to Hektish. the Rosh adds on over here in Dira Maschul Tipol and Olahekdish, in the second part of this Rosh, he says V'lo Motzel L'lich L'Yam HaMelech. You can't just throw it into the Yam HaMelech like we often say in other situations. The Lav Kol Kamini L'Havsid L'Hekdish, because this money belongs to Hekdish, so you can't say that I'm going to now throw it in the Yam HaMelech. Once you're not giving it to Shimon, so then you have to give it to Hekdish. You can't just destroy it. Behind the Diak Mihacha B'Gemara, the Gemara is going to point this out in Daf Lamed Hey, the Eish Me'ila B'Konomos, that there could be, in fact, Me'ila in this regard, and we'll wait till we get to Lamed Hey to reach that. Okay, Gemara now tells us, Amo, what do you see over here? Avruche Ari B'Amo, that when you're paying back a debt for somebody, you're paying his matzis a shekel, or you're paying off the debt that Reuven owed to Levi, in these situations, you're just considered like a person that's removing a lion. You chase the lion away. Avruche ari bi'amuhu. You're not considered giving him directly anah. You're just preventing a lion from attacking him. That's not called giving him anah. That's called preventing something from happening, and that is allowed, even though Reuven is not allowed to get anah from Shimon. As the Rosh explains, the Ibn Masko, Almo, Avruche, he says, Haporea chovo shol chaveiro, choshuv kimavrichas ari me'eder chaveiro. That when you pay back the loan that Reuven has outstanding to Levi, and Shimon, who is not allowed to give Hanoah to Reuven, pays that loan back, it's just like he's chasing away a lion from the flock of his friend. Shino chayiv litin lo al zeh schar. And he doesn't, Reuven technically doesn't have to go and pay back Shimon for doing so, as we'll now see in the Gemara. Now, since in this situation, and this is permitted, the Gemara says. So, Mantana, who's the author of our Mishnah that says this is permitted? Not everybody agrees to this. So, the Gemara says, Mantana, who's the author that says, Avruch Ari B'Amuhu V'Shari? So, Mantana, so who's the author? Amar Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya says, Zu, when we turn to Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Zu Divrei Chanunhi. Now, this is a machlokis that we had early in the Masechta between Chanun and the B'nei Kohanim Gidolim, who we'll call the Chachamim. Now, we'll see this machlokis in a moment in the Gemara, but I'll just remind us that this was a situation where a woman's husband went on a trip overseas, and the woman had nothing to eat. So a very nice Samaritan comes along and gives her money. Now, in this situation, does the husband, when he comes back, have to pay back this good Samaritan for supporting his wife? So, in this situation, Chanan Omar ibed es mosav. No, if the husband wants to be a shtunk, the husband doesn't wish to go pay back that guy, he says, thank you very much, I'm not paying you back anything for doing that, however. So, in fact, that guy, who was a very nice guy, he'll get his schar in the Olam HaEmes, but ibed es mosav, he threw away his money, because technically, all he's doing in this situation is mavriach ari, and the other person in this situation is not getting direct hanoah from him. So, therefore, the author of our Mishnah is Chanan. Rava disagrees. Rava Amar, no. Afilu tema direkol. This could even go according to the Chachamim in that situation. It says the husband would have to go pay back the guy, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara again. Because Gabe Mudar Hanoah, in regards to the person Reuven, who's also to get Hanoah from Shimon, the Yahiv Almanas Shalol Lefroah. Because we could be saying over here that when Shimon paid Levi back the money that Reuven owed Levi, so in this situation, the loan that Levi had originally given to Reuven had no end date. There was no requirement that he has to pay him back by a certain point in time. And technically, if Reuven never paid him back, so Levi could never go and collect. It was an open-ended loan. You'll pay me back when you can. With the understanding that if you don't pay me back, I'm not going to get the money. I have no right to collect it. So when Shimon went and paid Levi back on behalf of Reuven, he really wasn't benefiting Reuven. Even the Chachama would agree in that situation that he's not benefiting Reuven. He's just Mavriach Ari. What does it mean, Mavriach Ari? So every time Reuven sees Levi, he's not embarrassed. He says, okay, you were paid back, so don't look, give me those evil eyes that how come I'm not paying back the loan? I technically don't have to pay back the loan. And all he's doing when Shimon pays Levi is preventing the evil eye, preventing him from giving him a look, and preventing Reuven from being embarrassed. That's not called giving him anah, that's called mavriach ari, and therefore even the Chachamim of Chanan would say that that's allowed. That's what Rava says. You don't have to lock it in to just the opinion of Chanan. Now, what exactly is this machlokis again? Chanan and the Chachamim, the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. So, this is a Gemara that we had not that long ago in Kesubos, towards the end of Kesubos, on Daf Kuf Zayin. We had the Tnan. It said over there in the Mishnah, Mishalachim Nasayam. The husband goes off on a business trip overseas, and he didn't leave his wife with any money. So, she needs to eat. So what does she do? A very nice guy, this Samaritan, he goes and he says, I'll support her. He gives her $100 and he supports her while the guy is overseas on the business trip. No, the guy comes back and Shimon, the guy who supported the guy's wife, says, listen, pay me back for all the money that I supported your wife. And Chanan Omer, he doesn't have to. The husband doesn't have to. A shtunki is, but he doesn't have to go and pay the guy back. Min hadin, he doesn't have to pay him back because Ibedes Ma'osav, this person who paid, this very nice guy Shimon, didn't have an obligation to go and pay, and it's just called Mavriach Ari. It's just called, from the husband's point of view, that you prevented my wife from going hungry, but there's no financial obligation on me to go and pay back in this situation. That is the opinion of Chanan, Ibedes Ma'osav. And Nechlu Kolab, Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, the Chachamim, who we call here the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, they disagreed with Chanan. The Amru, they said, no. Yishova Kamahotzi, all he has to do is swear how much he paid. I paid $100, he swears to that. Vito. And then he can collect it from the husband. Shimon can go collect it from the husband in that situation. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah over there had two opinions. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrkanes Kidibrayim. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrkanes held like the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim that Shimon, the person who gave food to the wife or the guy that went off on their business trip, can go collect from him. He has to swear and he can collect. Yeshaba kama hotzi v'yito. That's Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrkanes agrees with the opinion of the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. As opposed to Amr Yochanan Zakkai, no, Yofam and Chanan. Yochanan Zakkai says, Chanan is right. When Shimon paid that money for the wife's support, Shimon's wife, for her support, it's as if he put the money on the horns of a deer. And in other words, the deer is running away. Your own fault, so to say, that you lost your money. You can't go collect it back in the basin. Again, in Shemayim, he'll be rewarded very greatly for this. He doesn't have to worry about getting paid back in this world. But at the same time, if he wishes to go and collect it back, he said, listen, I'm not a rich guy. I did her a favor, but I'm hoping to get paid back. So Rabbi Yochanan Mazake agrees with Chanan that no, you can't get paid back in this situation because there is no obligation that you had to do this. And if you do it, so it's at your own risk. Okay. Matic Mori says, Rava lo amar Shaya, why didn't Rava say that this is only the opinion of Chanan? He said it's also the opinion of Afil Tema Diri Akol. So that's clear. He didn't want to lock our Mishnah in to be like a Das Yochin, only like Chanan. So that's why he said, we're talking about a case, the Yov al-Menash Lolofra. When Levi had lent Reuven the money, there was no end date on it. There was no obligation that he had to pay him back. And that's why it's called Mavriach Kari, even according to the opinion of the Chachamim. And that's why Rava set it up in such a situation, because he wanted our Mishnah to be Kedas HaKol, and not like Kedas Yochid. Oh, so we understand Rava very well, why he didn't say like Rav Hoshaya. No, why didn't Rav Hoshaya say like Rava? Rav Hoshaya, lo amar ka Rava, why not? Rava, after all, seems to make sense. He's established the Mishnah, Divrei HaKol. Why are you, Rav Hoshaya, only establishing the Mishnah according to Chanan? So Rav Hoshaya, lo amar ka Rava, why not? Because Gezeira, shelo lipara, mishum lipara. Because if we allow this person who you're mudr hanah from, Reuven, is madr hanah to get any hanah from Shimon, and Shimon goes and pays back the debt that Reuven owes to Levi, oh, you'll tell me that's a special situation. The Yov HaMenash Lefra, there was no end date to that debt, and if he's not really benefiting Reuven, because Reuven technically can go through his whole life without paying it back. So once we allow that, you know what? The next time there'll be an end date. And they'll still allow Shimon to go and pay back that loan and not realize there's a difference between a loan that had no end date and a loan that does have an end date. So it's a gzeira. Rav Hoshaya says, the reason why I don't want to establish the Mishnah like Rava, like Divrei HaKol, like the Chachamim even, the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, is because that could lead to a takola. Because if we allow you to go and pay back a debt that has no end date, so then next time you're going to go pay back a debt that does have an end date, and that would be a problem. The nether would be broken, and that's a very big problem. And therefore, Rav Hoshaya preferred to have this only like the opinion of Chanan, rather than make it l'divrei HaKol. Then we go to the Mishnah that said, Ma'achzu lo es avedoso. So Reuven was madr hanah from Shimon. He can't get enough from Shimon. Nevertheless, Shimon is allowed to go and return his aveda when he finds it. Now, Pligi bo Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. This is a machlokus between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. We don't know which one said which, but one of them said, Chadamar lo shanu. We're only talking about in this situation that Shimon can go return the aveda. Elo b'shenichse machzir asurin albal aveda. That's only if Shimon, his properties are asur v'nichse, all of his nechasim are asur on to Reuven. So in that situation, shenichse machzir asurin albal aveda, in that situation, Shimon nevertheless is allowed to do Hashavas Aveda. Because Dechi Mahadile, when Shimon returns the Aveda to Reuven, he's not benefiting Reuven. Midam Dinavshe Kol Mahadile. He's returning to him his own property. So therefore, Shimon is not directly benefiting Reuven. However, Avol Nichse Baal Aveda Asurin Al Machser. If it's Nechosim of the Baal Aveda that are Asurin Al Machser, if Reuven was not allowed to go and give Hanoah to Shimon, then Shimon could not return it. Lo Kol Mahadile. Because the Kol Mahadile Pruta the Rav Yosef, because when Shimon goes and returns that item to Reuven, so if an Ani comes up to him and says, listen, can you give me tzedakah? Shimon could say, I'm busy, I'm doing the mitzvah, Shavas Aveda, Osek mitzvah, Potim in a mitzvah, and he doesn't have to pay the penny to the Ani. And therefore, he's benefiting by returning this Aveda, and that he doesn't have to give the Ani a penny. This is called Prutas de Rav Yosef. And in such a situation where Shimon is not allowed to get Hanoah from Reuven, Shimon would not be allowed to go and return the item that was lost by Reuven to Reuven because of this Hanoah that he's getting, Osek b'mitzvah, Potim in a mitzvah, that he is benefiting by not having to give an Ani that comes up to him because he's Osek b'mitzvah. This Prutas de Rav Yosef would make it usher. That is what either Rav Ami or Rav Asi said. One of them said this, we don't know which one. And you can see this clearly in the Ran, in Dibra Maskel, Dukom Mahanile, that he doesn't have to go and pay the Ani, the Pruta, the Ani, Sha'osik, the Mitzvah, Potib in the Mitzvah. He doesn't have to give the Pruta to the Ani because he's Osik in the Mitzvah. Now, the Ran adds, Tali Leib, the Rav Yosef, this is attributed over here to the Pruta of Rav Yosef. Why is it called the Pruta of Rav Yosef? Mishum the Plegei Rab of Rav Yosef. This is actually a Machlokis in the Gemara in Bava Kama. When you're watching an Aveda, Bishomer Aveda, Ihavi Kishomer Socher, are you like a Shomer Socher in this regard? And the Sfira Leil Rav Yosef, the Kivan, the Miftar Milamesa, Pruta Leoni, Shomer Socher Avi. So he would say in this situation, you're actually like a Shomer Socher and not like a Shomer Chinam. In any event, that's why it's called the Pruta of Rav Yosef. No, the other one said either Rav Ami or Rav Asi said the first statement, the other one said the following statement, V'chadamai, no. Afilu Nirse Baal Aveda, Asur Al Masi, even in a situation where Reuven is also to give Shimon Hanoah, even in that situation, nevertheless Shimon can go and return it. Madule. He says, this likelihood of an Ani coming up to you and asking you as you're returning it, and you can't stop to give it to him because you'll miss the bus, and you won't be able to return it to him in time. That's the last bus getting back to him. And if you stop to take out a dollar to give to the Ani, you're going to go and miss the bus. So he's saying, Osik mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah. He says, Lo shliach, come on, give me a break. That's not something that really is a likely thing to happen. And therefore, we don't have to be choshesh for it. And therefore, even though Reuven is forbidden to give Shimon Hanoah, Shimon is allowed to go return that item, and we're not concerned about Pruta of Rav Yosef. So again, Machlokes between Rav Ami and Rav Asi, one is concerned about Pruta de Rav Yosef, and the other one is not. And we turn to Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. We quote our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, it's not in Malkum Shnotin L'Schar. In is a place where, again, we're talking in our Mishnah, where Reuven is also getting off from Shimon, and Shimon now returns the object, so that's not called Hanoah. We said that's just Mavriach Hari. However, in a place where it was customary that you'd compensate him for the time that he spent returning the item to you, so you give him $10, and in that situation, if Shimon says, I refuse to take the $10, so he has to give it to Hektish. So Tipol Hanoah LeHektish. Now, this works out well according to either Rav Ami or Rav Asi, whichever one had said that afilu b'shenichse baal aveda asur mamachzir namimadeh, that we're not concerned about prutas the Rav Yosef, that even when the Issa Hanoah that Reuven is not allowed to give Hanoah to Shimon, even in that situation, Shimon is allowed to go and return it to Reuven. So we understand our Mishnah. In a place where Shimon would be entitled to get $10 schar for the compensation for taking the time off to go and return the item. So tipol hanoah lehektish. So we understand why he can't take it. And we understand that that money has to go to Hektish because Shimon is not allowed to take it because he's mudur hanoah from Reuven as well. So therefore, in this situation, you must give hanoah lehektish. Ella, according to the first opinion that we had, again, whether it was Rami or Vasa, we don't know. Elaman the Omer, the first opinion said, no, Bishanichse Baal Aveda Asur Lamachzer, when Reuven is not allowed to give Hanoah to Shimon, so then Lomahad, then Shimon is not allowed to return it because of the Pruta de Rav Yosef, so then Amayti Paul and Ola Hektish. So why does Reuven have to give that $10 to Hektish? He can keep it to himself because Shimon's not allowed to get Hanoah from him. So why, in that situation, do we say he has to give it to Hektish? So the Gemara says, no, Achadu Ketani, you're right. The Mishnah is not telling us both of these situations. It's teaching us that if Shimon, not that he's also to get that off from Reuven, he chooses not to get that off from Reuven. In that situation, the money has to go to Hekdesh. But if Shimon was also to get an off from Reuven, so then, in that situation, he doesn't have to give the money to Hekdesh. He could, in fact, keep it for himself. That's a simple way to understand this. The Ran has, as you can see, an entirely different gears over here and understood it in a totally different way. And the Ran says in the first big Ran, he says, Kachi Ikar Girsa, and changes it around. But I left learning it the simple way that we have in our Mishnah, and Ayin in the Ran if you want to learn the other Girsa. But with this, we conclude today's shir.